Blog Talk Radio.
There. This is Tracy Williams at Infinite Life Radio. Guys, I am very excited today because I have an awesome show for you. We will be talking with Dayon McLaren Johnson, and Dayon is an amazing author and will share his story with us today. It's no coincidence that Dayon McLaren Johnson's favorite animal is the lion. Growing up under the watchful eye of a Harold community activist and decorated master educator, Johnson was taught at an early age the importance of leadership, activism, and community development. Now serving as dean of students, life coach, personal trainer, and executive director, Johnson has devoted his life to educating, empowering, and equipping emerging leaders. Undergraduate degree from Clemson University, master's degree from Oral Roberts University, and over 20 years of leadership experience, Johnson provides a powerful, fresh perspective to the timeless discipline of leadership. It gives me a great, great pleasure to introduce to you, Dayon McLaren Johnson. Dayon, are you on the line with us right now?
I am on the line, Tracy. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. I am so excited that you're here. All the things that you're doing in the community, all your leadership efforts. We want to hear all about what you're doing, your book. I'm going to get right into it because, you know, we only have 30 minutes on the show. So I wanted you to tell the listeners right now, what exactly is the legend of Khundu?
Well, Tracy, I just got to say thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show. I just have been so impressed with you and your leadership, so thank you. I had to get that out of the way. The Legend of Khundu, it's a book that I've written, and it's a leadership fable that describes the precarious plight of a young lion cub that is mistakenly adopted by a herd of sheep. Khundu is the name of the young lion cub, and Khundu is Swahili for sheep. So over the time, Khundu, he grows up into a young lion. However, there's something terribly amiss because all of the sheep that are around Khundu realize that this animal just doesn't quite belong here. And even though he continues to eat grass, his teeth are definitely larger than ours. He's huge, and he's got these big claws. The problem, as we all know, is that Khundu doesn't really believe that he's a sheep. He really believes that he's a sheep. And so the Legend of Khundu, the book that I've written, describes how Khundu eventually finds out who he is, and he leaves his sheep-like surroundings and steps into his rightful place as a king of the jungle. So that's what the Legend of Khundu is about.
That's awesome. It sounds like a lot of people out there, you know, you really don't know who you are. Sometimes it's like you grow up, you're like, what am I supposed to do? What am I doing? Or maybe people that were adopted or just someone that's finding their purpose in life. So everyone can definitely relate to Khundu. So what actually inspired you to write The Legend of Khundu?
Well, Tracy, you mentioned this in the introduction. I've always loved lions and what they represent. You know, they definitely are the king of the jungle. But, you know, if you study lions and you compare them to the other cats, the big cats, lions are unique in that they strategically use teamwork and family values to care for the members of their pride and they work together. So I was inspired to write The Legend of Khandu is because I wanted to speak to leaders, just like you mentioned, who struggle with sheep-like surroundings. And, you know, sheep-like surroundings, like you mentioned, Tracy, they can be internal, they can be external. I mean, some of us struggle, like you mentioned, with low self-esteem and have problems with just that internal dialogue that says, you know, I can't do it, I can't make it. And those become sheep inside of our head. And then there are also the external sheep-like surroundings where we come from maybe situations where we don't have the resources or we don't have the encouragement or we don't have the education that we think might be necessary to step into leadership. And so those were some of the inspirations that just prompted me to want to write the story of Khandu.
That's very, very interesting. Very interesting that it started as a young person, that you always admired lions, and then now you've written a book about lions and helping people with leadership skills. That's awesome. That's very awesome. Tell me a little bit about the main character, Khandu.
Well, you know, I mentioned, and we talked a little bit about, he's a young lion who has this great amount of potential. Fortunately, because of his surroundings, you know, he's not operating to his fullest. He's unaware of the greatness that lies within, and he's just not even cognizant of the great depth that has been placed inside of him. And so the main character has to go through this transformation. He has to really understand his identity and who he is and his attributes that have been given to him, and the hand that he's been dealt with, and really learn and mature how to use his strengths and to minimize his weaknesses. And, you know, I think it's so relevant to all of us, you know, because we always have our perceived ability. And very often our perceived ability is directly proportional to our surroundings. And so if we hang out with sheep and we eat with sheep and we talk with sheep and we, you know, do things with sheep, we eventually just equate our natural ability to that of a sheep. And that's what happened with Khandu. And so once he began to see lions and how lions operate, it was just a gradual transformation for that main character, for Khandu. And his character really grows throughout the course of the leadership fable. And it really is symbolic of how we individually grow as leaders as well.
Very awesome that you mentioned that he was surrounded and he grew up with sheep, and how you relate that to individuals now hanging or being around the same people who are not growing with them at the same time. However, if you are, you know, in the presence of leaders, that you can still continue to grow and become a leader yourself and not be, you know, that same person that you were when you were in that environment. So I think that's really, really awesome. I love it. I love you. Love it. So tell me a little bit about your story. Is Khandu your story, or how do you relate to Khandu?
That's a good question. You put the ball in my court. There are definitely a few similarities between my personal story and Khandu's story. Like many of us, you know, I've struggled with low self-esteem, and I often have this negative self-limiting internal dialogue that I struggle with. I struggle with saying I can't, and that will never work, or I don't see myself being able to do that, or I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough resources. And Once, you know, I started doing research on that internal dialogue, and a lot of motivational speakers that are out now talk about that internal dialogue that we all have and how we have to go in and reprogram the way we think. And so that's my story, and it really relates to Kandu's story, and that's kind of how I have that personal link to Kandu. Is I have had to personally reprogram, and I even still struggle with it now, just reprogramming the way I think and wanting to think positive, and I can do it. And, you know, when I'm encountering a challenging situation, to think I can instead of I can't. And so those are the similarities, I believe, that I have with Kandu. And, you know, in the book also, as you'll read, Kandu also is blessed to have a mentor and some mentors that come around him as he steps into leadership. And I've also had some great mentors in my life that have also called me from a sheep mentality into a leader mentality. So there are some similarities between my personal story and the story of Kandu the lion.
That's interesting as well, because I believe most leaders can relate to Kandu, you know, because I think most people have had some type of internal negative thought of I can't do a certain thing. But however, once you do, you are in an environment or you have leaders or you learn how to reprogram your mind, reprogram what you say and what you think, you can overcome those struggles and you can become the person that you were meant to be. So I'm really, really like in awe with this whole situation with and your character in the book with Kandu. Tell me a little bit about who should read The Legend of Kandu.
Well, Tracy, I think everybody should read The Legend of Kandu.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would say specifically it's for those who have an interest in developing leaders. So if you're working with a group of young people or emerging managers at an organization or at a nonprofit or a corporation, and you want to give those emerging leaders something in their hand that would help them as they become leaders. I think also not only for emerging leaders, but for a seasoned leaders, just to, you know, allow us to be able to articulate. It's sort of a guide, and it really helps, I guess, seasoned leaders to articulate some of those different leadership concepts and principles to those people that they work with. At the end of the book, after the narrative is about 5 or 6 chapters, and it talks about Kandu the lion. And then at the end of the narrative, I've got an integration section, and that integration section literally has about 5 principles, leadership principles, that I bring to the forefront of the conversation at the end of the book, so it would allow a reader, whether it's an emerging leader or a seasoned leader, to see the specifics that are sort of interwoven within the Kandu's narrative. You know, the first 5 chapters are strictly a story. However, the integration section will pull out of the story the specific leadership principles that I think are important, a few of the leadership principles that I think are important.
Awesome. So you're saying that both leaders could use this, should read The Legend of Kandu, and also anyone who is developing their leadership skills and who wants to become a leader would also read The Legend of Kandu.
And, you know, I think also, Tracy, you know, I'm an educator, and I really believe that as educators, we also need to be able to see the lions that we're educating that may have sheep clothing. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, when you have a classroom of whether it's at the collegiate level, the undergrad level, or even at the high school level, there are often people in those classrooms that you can just look at them and tell that they're a lion. However, they view themselves as a sheep. And so I think it's important as educators also, and even, you know, Tracy, what you do so well at motivating other people, I think we need to be able to see another terminology, maybe the diamonds in the rough, the people that just need a little encouragement. They need a little pat on the back. They need just a couple of nuggets that will help them and transform them from a sheep mentality to a lion or a leadership mentality. So I think educators also would have a good sense of understanding the whole sheep-lion principle, and I think the Legend of Khandu would help them with that.
Definitely. Would you also say that maybe parents, would this would be ideal for parents to read?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, so often our kids, we can kind of sense, you know, you can look at your kids, and, you know, obviously we're biased at our own for our own children, but, you know, there are characteristics in each one of our children. When we have multiple children, each no child is the same, but each one of them has a specific skill set, a gifting that makes them unique and makes them powerful at what they do or what they've been created or destined to do. And I think as parents, we even have to be able to see underneath the external that we see with our physical eyes, but be able to tap into the internal workings of our children and find out, okay, what is going to make Sally or what's going to make Joe tick? And how can I, as a parent, bring that, mine that gold out of their heart or out of their spirit so that they can be all that, that God has created them to be? So I think definitely parents can see the similarities of mentoring and pulling out the lion out of each one of our kids.
Definitely. I believe this is an, you know, all-around book for everyone. I mean, either a leader, a person that wants to become a leader, even an adult. You know, I run into a lot of people that, you know, actually would definitely need to read this book because they have the skills, but they don't believe in their talents or their abilities.
So, right. You
know, that this would definitely help them as well, you know, because it's all about a mindset. Sometimes you have the skills, but you don't have the confidence.
Sometimes you have the confidence,
and you don't have the skills.
So,
you know, you need both. You need both. So I believe this is a must read for everyone. For everyone, most people are now seeking, and have a hunger and thirst for purpose in their life. And I believe that this book would definitely get them on the right track towards finding their purpose in life and learning how to develop those quality leadership skills that they need. That is awesome. At the end of your book, you include that integration chapter you did talk about. So I think that is also very, very good that you did that, because after you read the story, you can go back and you can look at those nuggets. You pull in those nuggets out, and then, you know, you could actually have a study group, you know, or you could study by yourself to actually learn those skills and those qualities that you talk about in the story.
That's awesome. And that's exactly,
you know,
Tracy, what we're trying to do is trying to have, you know, where people can literally come around a coffee table and go through the integration section, you know, because the narrative is humorous and it's fun and it's easy to read. It's a, you know, a very quick read. I've had some friends that have been able to finish the narrative, you know, in less than 2 hours. That's how it just is very readable. However, that integration section, I think, is so important because as leaders, we need to pull out specific, you know, quantifiable nuggets that we can then incorporate immediately into our leadership repertoire. And so that integration section, I've really tried to make it as practical so that as soon as someone gets a leadership nugget or a viewpoint from the book, that they can then turn around and go back to their organization and implement it immediately. I think this is very important from a teaching perspective and also from a managerial perspective.
Most definitely. And I think that the story, since it is a short read and it's also humorous, that will, you know, kind of break the ice for a lot of groups, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
because sometimes they're hesitant, oh, you know, this is another training, but your story is going to be very interesting. I mean, it's just the name Kundu, it's like, you know, very interesting. It's going to pique the interest, and then once they read the storyline, which they're going to enjoy, then they can get down to the application part of it, actually learning those nuggets, which is going to be very positive impact on their life.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, most definitely. Tell me about your plans for another book. I'm sure you have more plans for another book.
Tracy, I am excited. You know, I know it's going to be a little more work, but I have a positive internal dialogue. I do. I'm going to continue with Kundu's story. My desire is, as you and I know, whenever you step into leadership, there's almost like a newlywed period where you've got this awesome sense of stepping into purpose and stepping into destiny. However, we know, and all leaders know, is that life is not always going to be a box of chocolates or not always going to smell roses. So I want to further develop Kundu's his character and his narrative. So the next book is going to incorporate more talk and more thoughts about that internal dialogue that we deal with. I'm going to incorporate more of that. I'm also going to talk more about or have Kundu have opportunities to work with his team and to go through the team dynamic. You know, leadership is all about influence, and John Maxwell would say that it's about influence and how we're influencing others. So I want Kundu in the next book is going to show how he is influencing the members of his team positively and negatively, and it's going to have a lot of dialogue between Kundu and his team members and also his mentor that is also going to play a key role in the second book, just to really give the reader just more insight on emotional intelligence, dealing with others, and also the team dynamic and how to navigate through leading a team effectively. So the second book is covering that, and I'm working on it. I'm storyboarding, and I'm actually asking my readers to give me insight and their thoughts as they've gone through leadership problems and issues, how we can incorporate that into Kundu's narrative.
That is awesome. Very, very good, Deon. Very good, because now he's a leader, and now the leaders will be able to learn from Kundu, as well
right.
as the upcoming leaders who want to be leaders can understand what it takes to be a leader, leading others, helping teams, you know, so productivity, activity, outcomes, all that good stuff. So,
yeah.
And dialogue and communication is very important on teams,
right.
working together, all those things. So, Kundu is really going to be a huge influence on our leaders and our upcoming leaders.
I hope so. And I'm excited about it. It's amazing how an idea can transform and grow. And I've just received so much positive feedback and encouragement from many people, including yourself. And so I really am excited about where Kundu is headed.
Awesome. How about, do you have any upcoming events right now that you're planning, any upcoming events right now that the listeners might be able to meet you or, you know, get a signed copy in person? Anything going on right now?
Ooh, I've got a book signing that's going to happen in Detroit a couple of weekends on Saturday, March 7th and March 8th, I'm going to be in the Detroit area. I've got a couple other events that I'm planning in Atlanta and also Dallas, and then I'm going to be back in the Maryland, D.C. area toward the end of April. I'm working on specific dates, and so I don't have the exact details. However, as those dates become final, I post them on my website, and I keep those dates to the forefront, and I send out tweets that will also allow our followers to know when and where Kondu is going to show up.
Awesome. So March the 7th and 8th, Detroit, know about that one. Also, mm-hmm. how about give us your website link so we can have our listeners to subscribe to your newsletter. They can always go to your link and find out, you know, where you're going to be appearing, and just if you have any information about Kondu on there, they can get that. They can purchase your book. Can you give us the link of your book as well, or your website?
Sure, sure. Thank you so much. You can get to my website two ways. You can type in The Legend of Kondu, and Kondu is spelled K-O-N-D-O-O, thelegendofkondu.com, and that will drive you to my website. Or you can type in my name, DeonMcLaurinJohnson.com. Both of those will direct you toward my website. And then you can purchase the book online. I have a hardcover, a softcover, and also an e-version that will work for Kindle, or if you have an Android, or if you have any type of Apple product, the e-book will work for those. And also on that website, you can sign up to receive, I have a monthly newsletter that I send out that will not only let people know where Kondu is headed, but it also includes leadership nuggets and interesting facts with regard to Lions and the workings of the next book that are going to be coming forward soon.
Awesome. Also, I wanted to mention that to the listeners that you are also available for speaking engagements as well, so they can go to your website and request information about that as well. That's on there too.
Yes, thank you so much. And that's really my heart, is to reach out to people individually, whether it's through coaching or whether it's also with organizations, whether it's a nonprofit organization or a for-profit organization, to deliver keynotes, but also to work with groups, helping them with their communication, their goal setting, those different things that businesses often get in a rut and they're not able to push through. So vision casting and goal setting and communication, some of the things that we just talked about, I love to meet with organizations and to assist them and to meet with their leaders, their emerging leaders, to encourage them and to move forward into leadership.
Awesome, awesome. So everyone, please go to Darren Clarence Johnson, his website, please go there now. Purchase his book, book him for a speaking engagement, ask him questions. He's ready to help. He's a leader. He's a life coach. He's a speaker. He's the person that you need to be in contact with today. Mr. Johnson, I want to thank you so much for being on Infinite Life Radio.
Tracy, thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate your work and your encouragement.
Thank you so much. And we will be seeing a lot of Kondu, I'm sure, in the future. Well, guys, it's that time to end the show again this evening. You know, I just absolutely enjoy the show so much. Kondu is just a wonderful character that we're going to be able to learn from, to develop our leadership skills. And I know that Mr. Johnson is just going to, you know, be able to maximize on this book and his second book. So you want to make sure that you get in contact with him. And I really appreciate him being on the show today. I hope you have enjoyed listening to Infinite Life Radio. And I'll be back with you real, real soon. Enjoy your evening and have a blessed one.